Welcome to Igbo Table Talk with Ollie and
Emeka. Today on Igbo Table Talk, we're going to discuss about,
okay,
are we building homes in Africa after our parents have built homes?
Okay.
See that?
I see that.
All right. Talk about it. So,
I'm staying with that one.
Olo ne na na ronolo. And our own Olo in Kaiwa. Eba Masi in the Nanai Rolo Keha. Olo in Kehasun Yang for the mind. I myself went on to two families, maybe I went here Woko. I must wine when he made him Woko Name. And nobody Nibo. I know who wine they look at our Woko. You know, and for the Olo Iwan, some of the daughters are inheriting those homes too. So it also leaves families with just daughters to say, okay, are they also going to build homes when they have their husbands in their dad's villages?
I mean, usually.
Or maybe their husband's village.
Yeah, how it is.
In their husband's village.
Yeah.
Right. But it's a real question because
your mom, she doesn't have a separate one from
Doesn't. No, she doesn't. But at the same time, I noticed that a lot of the women, like my mom, other aunts, they tend to be very much involved, if not more, than their brothers in the affairs of their parents' family.
Yeah, man. I mean, already my baby even now. For more, a home more any need.
Okay.
I got no law.
No law.
Got no law.
Okay.
I got a Nigeria, got no law.
Okay.
Because for more,
talk about anyone. Talk with your chest.
My siblings are here.
Okay.
You know, I'm here. My kids are going to be here. They're going to be raised here.
Okay.
So what is going to chase me back to Nigeria? You know, where I'm not even going to be around my kids anymore. And
but like, you'll go with your kids, won't you? As in, you got
to
go.
My grown-up kids will come with me to go retire in Nigeria.
I got some. I see.
I see the angle you're coming from. That's like your dad, you know. Because I was talking to someone from work. I can't remember the person. And I asked them, well, he was an Indian person.
And in my culture, Indian and Nigeria.
Very similar. Indian person. And he told me, actually, you know, do you plan on retiring in India?
Right.
And he said that no, because he said he wants to, but he cannot because his wife doesn't see the point. His wife says her son is here,
okay,
you know? And so why would she go back to India and leave her son here? Because the son was born here. The son is not about to go
to India. So the son, Otole or Matake, that's it.
The son is currently, I think they have two sons.
Okay.
And the two sons, I believe they just finished college and now they are working.
Okay. So they're professional.
Yeah.
They're grown.
They're grown. So she's
I'm sure many of them are married. Maybe a little wine.
But not yet.
A little bit of wine.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, that's their perspective.
For more of the same thing too. Okay. Because he's like, you know, why poor there when, you know, when he can build the generational wealth here.
Okay.
Where his sons can take it over. And for me, it's the same thing, you know?
So legacy.
I feel like, legacy. I feel like, you know, like if just being practical, right?
You know, someone would say you can have legacy back home too.
But who's going to go back home and claim it? Mm. Even then, if you're saying like, oh, then they have property at home. But even that, just to manage it alone.
Just to manage it,
from
right.
Okay. America, it's okay. So difficult.
Okay. Well, in the matter when you say, okay, it went here, moon, and moon, and then you to the property. Well, I guess the trust factor is there, right?
Then even more reason not to do it.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Cause it's like, I can't, you know, my dad, you know, this is building his home. My mom has a bunch, but it's like, sadly,
yeah,
I have no interest in even like taking it over. You know what I mean?
See.
Because
is it because of the comfort of America or just because you're here?
Because I'm here. Okay. This is literally where I am.
Absolutely.
Like, this is like, if we're being honest, this is home. You know, like, yes, you know, have Nigeria and all of that, but like, if we're on, literally speaking, this is home. So I'm not about to like go to Nigeria and say, you know what, I'm good here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's where I feel like home is where their heart is, home is where the community is, home is where the people are. And I find that here. And I don't, like, so I'd rather build wealth here where I can pass on to my kids, because they're not about to, I cannot go and kill myself building a house in Nigeria for ghosts to live in. Or family members, other family members, extended family members to live in, knowing that I'm not going to be there. So why not build with my kids here so they can take it over? Because I feel like my, you know, like our parents, they did that thing where they poured so much money.
They put a lot of money
into Nigeria.
They put a lot of money into it.
You know?
Well,
and have nothing here. That, you know, like, that, it's that, like, that, it's that like part, we sacrificed even right. just like.
The kids. Legacy here for
yeah,
there.
Even just kids' well-being. There's times where it's like, okay, well, you know, we don't have money for this because we're sending money back home to finish building this. We're sending money back home. But then, like, the children you have here, they're suffering. They're not living the best of life because you're building a wealth in Nigeria that's going to die with you.
Wow. Okay.
So, that's...
ọtụtụ nne na nna anyị ha gbara mbọ ha gbalị rụọ ụlọ n'ụlọ na-azụ anyịnwa n'ala bekee and ndị bekee ga-asị there was a detriment ịma language was a detriment certain things like maybe some people needed more SAT practice like different programs different legacies that they could have built here ego ga ụlọ instead of staying here in different small tangible examples so it's a detriment. I will agree. I'm going to agree. Oh, detriment. But nime ya, nene nai, when the attachment, ulo, and e ga e tan hota, nihi na, ototo nime ha, fotra nolo, maybe in the 30s, 20s.
That's true.
So the attachment is real. Literally, ima, nene nai, that generation, they have like two hands across Atlantic. Ultima in Africa, ultima in Abeke. So, I think their stress level in the nine generation has have gone through and are still going through is above the roof.
So much money because it's like
so much money went into it.
So much money, you know. Building there's times where like even just aside from even just the home, there's times where it'll be like, oh, I, you know, there'll be lack of funds because it's gone to this family over here, this over there in Nigeria, that over there in Nigeria, and it's. So what's left for your children here?
Yeah, in my nation, also a selected few of Iowa and them on Alabake that will operate like that, that will still put half here and half here. Honestly, it's only a selected few. And the ones that do that, I ain't got this strategic about it, right? For example, Ogwem, I name a Koko Rumunem Mobula, and then I buy everything, like, I stay connected with them. So, I want him and Allah, I'm not having Nejoku. But Nime, I'm say, the reach I'm gonna have to do across the Atlantic and in the diaspora have to be strategic. I mean, environmentally you're better than them, but it doesn't mean that. Yeah, I get
but
it.
But the way, but I feel like there's a lot of inconsideration.
It's very, very much so. It's high. It's high.
You know?
And in my Nejoku, Papa, I'm all the long. And I think that's what most people will do, right? Papa, for example, Papa, flat at all. Right?
Oh, like,
or maybe,
but the Jamaicans.
Exactly. Like, in Jamaica,
they
build on top of the house.
On top
exactly.
Of the, not everyone feeling like, okay,
yeah,
I'm
going to
get
land
and build my own.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. In Jamaica,
all that crazy stuff. People have died over fight for land.
Yeah. No, I've heard and seen stories of that happen. So I think, also to Indian and the diaspora, one solution that I'll put the man got me, bo irun olo, or imepe olo, papayin rulon already. Rather than it gathers
on
logo for land, you know, because iman nsubu alade na libo. But the funny thing is, in Igbo land and other parts of Africa too, especially Nigeria, there's so much land that hasn't even been cultivated. People think that the land is scarce. It's not. Alade. All just said amebele excavation, literally. So the irony is, we're gonna have. I think we would be more strategic than our parents. And I think I ain't got killing hacker. Nihin, I'm asking. No, I have balambo. I got no little bahano because it was a stress. We all saw it in every part of the city we're in. We all saw it that okay, hey, this is like a lot for them.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, so far, also how many? If you are go two, nga, you know? I think the game will change a bit, the strategy.
Yeah.
It has to.
Mine is more like, it build well where, yeah, where my kids, I know my kids will be.
Will be. But in my name, the attachment may have already grown in some of us that know.
So do you plan on building a house in the future?
I plan on expanding Olo Papamu already. Papamu, Olo Papamu, Marama, Nukulo. So, him kwesi mebo, obo si just igala alazo, zola, zola, ronlo, kemba. Oh, just, ile he papamu bidro. Right? He, nene na meme, hajia, expanded a bit. Said. You know, because at the end of the day, you might nejoku in the manoso gabino, because out of the other 10 months in the year, unless you're living home, people are gonna be in that house.
That's why I said you're in the house with ghosts.
Yeah, or family members, like so.
And the thing is, like, you have to have someone that's upkeeping the
you
house,
have to,
or
you
someone
have
else
to.
Is literally living in the house.
You have to, absolutely.
And it's just there so you can say you have a land.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
You have a home.
Yep.
But I mean, the thing is, like, you know, like, especially when for our parents, their idea is more like, okay, I'm building this home because, you know, I'm a guy back retirement.
Yeah.
But finding one, or more like visiting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why not just then build on what they have already? Because again, you only get like what, twice a year, once a year.
Yeah, and again, Dike Kuru, what taught me that was Jamaica. Oh yeah, I mean, Jamaica, like you said, because I think that's brilliant. But of course, the situation is different between Jamaica and, of course, Alibo.
I think it's like if when you have a lot of kids, then it's like, okay, I guess, again, if it's a retirement home, then not retirement, but like vacation home, then you all have that. And even if you are, it's just there temporarily, and then you go back home.
Yeah, my mother got non law permanently, then of course, people will make the adjustments. But I think it's going to be a split in our generation diaspora. Indigagaolo will likely build upon instead of getting a fresh, because the process, I've seen the process so many times. I know the process like front and back. It's a lot of work. Cultivated materials.
I mean, I have to even put money towards my dad.
Oh yeah.
So it's a long process from like.
Yep.
And the thing is that because it even takes them longer to build
takes long.
You know, because they have other priorities as well, and then you're dealing with people who. My dad, I see my dad on the phone yelling like, okay, so what happened to the money I gave you?
Yeah.
What did you do with it?
Yep.
They can't even answer to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like you're pouring, they take half, do something else with the other half, like.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And these are family members.
Yeah, on your kiko, I'm a now.
It's funny because my dad has even like, I remember that texting on the phone, like, I literally gave you this job because your mom said that you've been struggling to find a job and this is to help you out. But and he was telling her, this dude took the money.
Wow.
And can't even answer to what he did with it.
See? And then tomorrow, he chased Papa, I got a bad yamana. I got a your shoes are for.
Just like people cry for jobs, and when you give them something, they then come and do that.
But in the midst of this, I think, you know, coming to the case where it's good to have something at home as a legacy. And we know why, especially in Igboland, everyone focuses on building in the village now, right?
Yeah.
But I think that legacy is good to have, and it's important to see that development, but
my thing is, like, if it's a legacy that's no use to no one, then what's the point of it?
Well, that's a question for another day. But of course, the irony is that someone will see it as a legacy. People in the village will see it as a legacy.
Okay, but how about your own kids?
That's a different conversation. That's between the person and the kids.
That's what I'm saying. So
I know.
It's a legacy for who?
Well,
it's a legacy for just people over there. Then it's a legacy because the people here that's looking at you don't know about it.
No, I got mine. Never look at my single law. But at the same time, it's...
No, I mean, looking at you, the people you're with here.
Gotcha. I see. Well, you know, it's one of those things.
But I mean, I guess I can see the legacy because at the end of the day, like, one of the pride and joy that we have is that we have a root and we have somewhere else that we can say is, this is our root, you know? And a lot of times, like, it's good to have a foundation in that root.
Absolutely.
And having homes and things like that is a good way to know, okay, this is what my root is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a place that I can always
come back to.
Yeah. Because this is home.
It's special.
But that is also home.
It's special, yeah, absolutely. We know, I must say, as Africans, I know God as a temporary type of state, but Nimeya, the final conclusion is up to us. So
yeah, it's real.
The conversation.
Yeah.
Cool. Let me edit it.
All right, cool.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Igbo Table Talks.
Follow us on Instagram at Igbo Table Talks to see more fun Igbo learning content.
There we have short videos and games such as Name It in Igbo.
We would love to know what you thought about this discussion.
What you liked or didn't like.
Thanks for tuning in.